Joining me now on the phone is Republican State Senator Karen McConaughey from St. Charles. She's the Senate Republican Caucus Whip. Senator, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Rick. You know, I looked out the window this morning and said, could it be true? It's finally spring.
See, I said that. I started out the show by saying that, and I'm afraid I may have jinxed something. I'm not sure we can put away the snow shovel just yet, but hopefully so. Hopefully so.
Well, let's be optimistic.
Yeah, tell that to a reporter, right?
Speaking of.
Yes. Well, Senator, we just, in the previous segment, Representative Sarah Feigenholz was on talking about community mental health funding, and I wanted to get to the bigger picture of the state budget. And I know there's talk that, oh, Democrats don't want a budget, that they want a six-month budget or something like that. But I haven't seen real evidence of that. I mean, I'm wondering, what's the feeling under the dome about getting a budget done this year?
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, politics always play into the budgetary process. I'm not sure that it's clear yet what either side's political agenda is with the budget quite yet. You know, we're in a condensed time period with only 6 weeks left in session. We really didn't talk much about budgeting before the primary, so we're down to crunch time. You know, I think everybody's motivated to get to a budget. The key is, and it always is, you know, what is it that you want in the budget, and how much are you, or do you want to spend for that? And so I think that we're, you know, last year we raised the income tax by 32%, 4.95% is our tax rate now, which gave us an additional $5 billion, and yet we are running about $1.5 billion over budget, and that will be the foundation that we go into the budget negotiations. Now, the good news is the governor has introduced, put a budget on the table, not necessarily like or agree with everything that's in it. I happen to be one of the people who believe mental health should be funded, that should be a priority, but that's okay. It's okay that we all go into that process with a difference of opinion. The key is that the governor was able to convene the four leaders of each caucus to get that process moving forward. And as I understand it, each leader has appointed legislators as budgeteers to that process. And if you will recall, that was how we finally got to a budget last year, was to appoint key members of the General Assembly who were able to sit down and work in a bipartisan manner to get to a budget. So the politics aside, and 6 weeks left, I think everybody's motivated to at least get some sort of a budget done by May 31st.
You can never get away from the politics of especially in an election year, and budgets are a reflection of priorities, but also there is the fact that people do want to get out, get back in the district, and work for their reelections.
Right. Right, which is why I think you may see a six-month budget, because part of the conversation that's going to be out there is, once again, what are we doing about tax rates and how we tax Illinois citizens? There's a lot of conversation on the other side of the aisle about a graduated income tax. If Pritzker were to be elected governor, I would assume that they would implement a graduated income tax to balance out the second half of the year. Just a guess. I'm not sure that what will happen, but that's just one thought.
But, I mean, Republicans have pretty much come out universally against the concept of a graduated income tax as far as a constitutional amendment is concerned.
Yeah, and I think the way we look at it is, from a policy perspective, graduated income tax has some merits, but it also has some downsides. I think for really stable states who have their fiscal house in order, who have limited amount of debt, who aren't panicked every budget year as to how to bring in enough money to pay the bills, might be better suited for a graduated income tax. But here in Illinois, where we have some of the highest taxes in the country, certainly the highest property taxes, we have more units of government, more worse funded pension, and a whole host of unresolved problems, where frankly leadership and the General Assembly has been able to demonstrate enough restraint to stabilize and allow our economy to blossom. I don't think we are well positioned to move to a graduated income tax, one where by a constitutional amendment on the ballot allows the General Assembly to do so, but also allows the General Assembly the discretion of the rate. So the rate's not set if the voters of Illinois decide they want a graduated income tax, therefore allowing the General Assembly to adjust the income tax rate to meet whatever budget shortfall they may have at the moment. I just don't think Illinois is well suited for that at this particular time.
So if this were a, I guess, a normal state where things were stabilized and there was a bit of fiscal predictability, then a graduated tax might be a workable concept in your view.
Yeah, I think with parameters, I think with some structure, I think that if you're going to ask the voters to support something like that, and if all things being equal, and again, I don't think Illinois is there yet, some predictability, because here's what's happening in Illinois also that we can't lose sight of, and that is people are leaving this state in droves, and so are employers. The job creators are leaving, and what's the number one reason? High taxes and unpredictability. So at a time when we really need to grow our economy, we have a stagnant economy. Every state around us is growing, except Illinois. All across the country, we see phenomenal economic growth, and again, Illinois is stagnant. So we need to be very careful about our tax policies to ensure that what we do, whatever tax structure we have in place, creates great stability, and graduated income tax at this particular point just doesn't do that.
We're speaking with State Senator Karen McConaughey, Republican from St. Charles. She is the caucus whip for the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Showcase Studio and Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. Joining me on the phone is Republican State Senator Karen McConaughey from St. Charles. We're talking about what's going on in Springfield as we slowly get into crunch time, I guess you would say, approaching the scheduled May 31st adjournment date. Senator, I wanted to ask you about the issue of gun legislation. The governor vetoed the legislation that would require state licensing of gun dealers. Governor says that he would prefer a more comprehensive kind of approach. He viewed the gun dealer licensing as a burden on businesses. Have we gotten anywhere as far as any kind of attempts to deal with these issues kind of spawned from the mass shootings that we've seen in around the country?
Yeah, it's first of all, it's a very complex issue that requires a lot of different components to a comprehensive solution. I think the governor did take a good first step when we came back into session after break and formed the Legislative Public Safety Working Group, and the goal, and which I sit on, that group is bipartisan members from every caucus to address crime prevention, school safety, and mental health issues, and to evaluate the legislation. There's a lot of bills out there. Some do some very good things. Some sound good on the surface, but have poison pills in them. There's a lot of, which creates a lot of emotional reaction. I think that one of the things that's becoming crystal clear, and listening to Heather O'Donnell from Thresholds and Representative Sarah Feigenholz talk about mental health, I think mental health, and I think there's a growing recognition that Illinois, who has turned its back on mental health for literally decades, this is a key area that we need to completely change course. I think that added with the illegal gun trade issue, it's not the FOID card holders who are committing gun crimes. It is the people who obtain weapons illegally. We need to tighten. We have good laws on the book. We just don't enforce them. And so, you know, that the Lieutenant Bauer situation, Tribune did a great report tracing the course of that gun and how it became, got into illegal hands. I mean, I think those are the kinds of things that we are beginning to realize we need to deal with, that along with public safety. One of the things the task force has recently looked at was school safety actions that include behavioral threat assessments, information sharing among schools, student safety, active shooter drills, a whole host, literally three pages of recommendations that are meant to place priority on increasing the safety of our students in our schools.
When you look at the issue of illegal guns, I mean, obviously part of the problem is neighboring states and less restrictive laws involving purchases of guns, and then you set up have the straw purchaser kind of situation. As you said, we have some very good laws in the books right now, but when you're dealing kind of with a multi-state kind of problem, we end up having to rely on the federal government, which we've seen that's not going anywhere.
Right. That makes it very, very difficult to strike that balance. And that's really what the conversation in Springfield is all about. There are very strong views on the side of protecting Second Amendment rights at the same time as there is a gun control point of view. And by the way, it's not partisan either. It really is.
No, it's more of a geographical diversity issue than it is a partisan issue.
Correct. I mean, if you get down into southern Illinois, it's sort of like, you're not going to take my guns away from me, pry it out of my cold, dead hands. But the more urbanized your communities become, the more gun control issues come into focus, and trying to strike that balance in light of the fact that the federal government is struggling to come up with effective policy to deal with it across the states. We're left to kind of cobble together our own enforcement to ensure that the law-abiding citizens who follow the law can maintain their gun ownership, and yet at the same time deal with the illegal gun trade that allows guns to get in the hands of individuals who are apt to commit a crime with those weapons.
But, Senator, with that geographical diversity, is it possible to come up with kind of a comprehensive plan that encompasses the areas that task force you're sitting on are dealing with?
I would not tell you that that's easy to accomplish, because the viewpoints on both sides are very emotionally charged and very adamant. This is probably, from a policy standpoint, a most difficult subject. I'll give you an example of something that's really hard to get your arms wrapped around, and this idea of arming teachers. Now, that just really is abhorrent to most of us in suburban and urban environments. But, when you hear a downstate legislator who said, well, why shouldn't a teacher be armed? Because law enforcement, if there was an emergency situation, could be 15, 20 minutes away. So the idea that one solution fits all is just not workable. That's what adds to the complexity of how to strike that balance to ensure that we keep the people of Illinois safe, and at the same time, protect law-abiding citizens.
Very quickly, I want to ask you about kind of an interesting development this past week with Senator Sam McCann announcing as a conservative party label candidate for governor. How does that affect the Senate Republican caucus?
Well, I haven't talked to Sam about it. He has essentially removed himself from the caucus and is conducting himself as an independent. I think it's unfortunate that he's made this decision. It's for him to decide. I think you talked earlier on the program about the complexity of getting on the ballot is a very high bar to achieve, but it's unproductive. I can't imagine that he actually thinks he could win. I think it is more clutter at a time where the political process is complicated enough. So,
a bit of political payback, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I think that probably is what it is, and that happens in American politics, and it's unfortunate because at a time when you're trying to sort through some very serious issues in Illinois, we really don't need the sideshow.
That's State Senator Karen McConaughey, Republican from St. Charles. She's also the caucus whip for the Senate Republican. Senator, as always, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great Sunday.
You too.